Well, as we continue on with what's going on inside agriculture, I have to remind you to join us on 910 Classic Country, KCJB and Minot. Also, the area's information stations, 930 KSDN and 102.1 in Aberdeen, 660 Keys News Radio in Williston, Farm News in Real Country, Thunder 106.1 and Ag News 890, Lisbon and Fargo, North Dakota. Well, Hurricane Irma wreaked havoc on Florida in early September, hitting the state's ag economy especially hard. Ricky Telg is a professor of agricultural education and communication at the University of Florida in Gainesville. Now, he says damage is still being tallied up over a month later.
The preliminary assessment is $10.5 billion in damage to the Florida industry, Florida agriculture industry, with the citrus growers and nurseries suffering the biggest losses. And that was as of 2 weeks ago. And that was just the initial assessment. So the Commissioner of Agriculture is expecting to see even greater economic losses when they account for the loss of future production and the cost to rebuild infrastructure related to Hurricane Irma. So it's not a good situation. I mean, the article that ran on October the 6th shows that over 46,000 acres of greenhouse, nursery, and floriculture production was affected.
Well, damages to the Florida cattle industry totaled $230 million. The Florida dairy industry damage estimates are $12 million. Irma hit agriculture all across the state of Florida, while damages were especially bad in central and southern Florida. Citrus growers have bounced back from hurricane damage in the past. However, they were hit by a double whammy of Irma and citrus greening, which will make recovery even more challenging.
I know that in past hurricane situations that the Florida ag industry has bounced back. It's just that especially with citrus, with this coupled with citrus greening, it's going to be a difficult recovery for the citrus growers who are already suffering from citrus greening.
Well, citrus greening is a bacterial disease that can affect a tree's productivity, causing it to produce smaller and discolored fruit that could drop prematurely from trees. Well, overall, the timing couldn't have been worse for the Florida citrus industry.
It's a winter produce state. So, you know, up in the Midwest and upper Midwest, most of the harvesting goes on during, you know, late spring and through the summer into early fall. I mean, in Florida, a lot of the produce is from January-ish through May, that cycle when there's not a lot of produce happening in other places of the country other than like Texas and California. So the citrus producers were getting a lot of their fruit on the tree, and Irma came through and knocked a lot of it down.
Well, citrus losses are estimated at $761 million. Telg said the trickle-down effect of the economic loss will be felt throughout all of Florida's rural communities, and I'm sure you're going to see those prices at the grocery store. Well, farmers and ranchers in the wildfire-stricken part of California are just beginning to assess damages. California Farm Bureau spokesman Dave Krantz says the state's learning more about the damage as those who were evacuated are returning to that area.
It's a very mixed picture, and the picture is still being filled in. We know that there are wineries and vineyards that have burned, but a lot of them have been spared, and it'll take some time for everybody to get back in and figure out exactly what has happened.
Now, he says many of the grapes in the area were harvested before the fires. Now, while wine and grapes are the dominant commodities, other types of agriculture operations were impacted as well.
It's a four-county area where the fires have been the most intense, and grapes are the main crop. But there are also dairy farms, beef cattle, sheep and poultry operations, timber production, nurseries, and a number of other crops. But it's very hard to know what the overall impact is.
While Krantz says community needs will take top priority, finding housing for displaced residents, which also includes farm workers. So it's definitely going to be a bad situation in California with all those wildfires. Hurricane Irma in Florida. I'll tell you what, we've got action everywhere. We'll be back and talk more of Inside Agriculture.